Blog Talk Radio.
The Wrong Angle!
All right. How you doing? I'm your host, Jack Thatcher of The Wrong Angle Show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm glad you're here. And we're going to get down to business. We got a lot to do. So right now what I'm going to do is just get the usual jibber-jabber out of the way. And I'm going to tell you, one, thanks again for listening to The Wrong Angle. Make sure you follow the show here on Blog Talk Radio. You also follow on Facebook and Twitter and all those other kind of crazy things you do. Two, you want to find out more about me, your host, Jack Thatcher. You can go to my website, jackthatcher.com. You can also follow me on my author page on Facebook and Jack Thatcher on Twitter. Something else. Oh, yeah, and I wanted to tell you, Amazon is pushing my book, Are There Monsters in My Closet, for kids, at 80% off the cover price. They did this around Christmas time. For whatever reason, they're doing it again. So go ahead, check it out. You get it for less than $2. That's my sales pitch tonight. That's all I'm going to say about me. The other thing what we're going to talk about tonight is I'm going to have my good friend, known for a long time, rattling the rafters south of the Mason-Dixon line, my friend Anthony Rosano and the Conqueroos. And he's going to be on the show tonight. And right now we're going to bring this guy on and see what he's got to tell everybody about the Conqueroos. All right, Anthony, welcome to The Wrong Angle.
Hey, what's going on, man? Thanks for having me on, bro.
Showing up. It's good to have you on. So let's get everybody into what you do. So you're a songwriter, you're the lead guitarist and singer of Anthony Rosano and the Conqueroos.
Yes, sir.
This isn't
a
trial, man. Like, you can jump in on any time.
Yeah, man. So that's pretty much, the past couple of years I've been, writing songs and playing with the Conqueroos. We're based out of Norfolk, Virginia, and we play everywhere as far west as Tulsa and actually up to Rochester, New York, and everywhere in between.
So you're getting around.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, who's all in your band? Tell us about, your band. Who you got? What kind of musicians you got going on there, and what do they play and what do they do?
Well, Paul Warren is the bass player. He's the bass guitarist. Paul, I've known Paul for probably since the early 2000s, and met Paul doing like pickup gigs. You get a call on a Tuesday night to play a gig on a Thursday at some dive bar, some local dive bar, just pickup gig type thing during the week stuff. And I do a lot of these pickup gigs, and Paul would also do a lot of them. So we'd run into we'd show up to gigs with whatever said band, and Paul would end up being a bass player and I would end up being the guitar player.
Nice.
So, we were both doing it. We both went on and we did our, we're doing the cover band thing, or I don't even like to call them a cover band, and more like a show band type thing, top 40 type deal. And we were both doing that. And I started writing songs and posting them on the worldwide interweb and the book of bass. And people started digging him, so I said, let me get into doing this. I'm going to put a band together. And Paul was, definitely my first choice for a bass player. So we, Paul and I really kind of, that was a starting point. And then another friend of mine, this guy named Jack Campbell, was the original harmonica player for the band. He was sitting in with one of the show bands that I was playing with. He'd sit in from time to time, so we got him in on harp. And then we had another guy, a different guy playing drums at the time. Actually, one of my good friends, this guy's Scott Travis,
was
helped us out. The very first gig we did, we didn't even have a drummer, and Scott, just pitched in and came in the last minute and pinched hit for us on drums, which was very cool. Then we got a drummer. We got a drummer, and moved on. Did the International Blues Challenge in Memphis. In 2013, I believe.
Right.
And, from there, we just kept evolving. Songs were evolving.
Right.
one drummer didn't work out, so I hooked up with a guy named Scott Smith through a mutual friend. Scott was doing the same thing. He was playing in a local sort of show band, and you know, brought him into the fold, and it dramatically changed the, you know, sort of the whole vibe of the band. It was definitely more along the lines of what I wanted.
Kind of changed the way things go.
Yeah, I mean that's the deal, you know. I mean, what we do is very improvisationally based. You know, we don't do the songs the same way every night. I mean, we rehearse arrangements to a certain extent, but it's definitely a sort of a jazz kind of vibe where when we go on stage, we really could, anything could happen. You know, we could
draw
any kind of curveball.
You're a blues band or a jazz band or a rock band?
I mean, I don't know. We're kind of classified. We're classified as a blues band. I consider us a blues band because to me that's the roots of all music. You know, everything can be a blues band. You know what I mean? Everything is a blues band. You know, you listen to, you know, when we were growing up, you know, everybody be playing, you know, House of Pain, which you know, hip hop records, and you would listen to the House of Pain hip hop, and a lot of the background tracks is like B.B. King. I mean, that's, you know, it's all. Everything goes back to the blues, so you know, I consider us a blues band. You know, some of the purists maybe would not consider us a blues band, but you know, they didn't consider Muddy Waters a blues artist either when he first went electric. So you know what they know? They don't know anything,
right?
But yeah, no, we just picked up. You know,
they know they dig it, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, I think blues is. Yeah, blues, whatever. That's kind of thing. You know, I think a lot of people, when they come out to see us, you know, it's the name of our first record was Get Rude. And,
I was going to say, so you got your first record out now, Get Rude. And
Get Rude.
How'd you go with the title for Get Rude?
It was actually a buddy of mine, this guy Shane. Shane was his, you know, he kind of came up with it. He coined the phrase of like, you know, that's what people do, or that's what we do. When we go off on these tangents, you know, these big, you know, 60s-style freakouts, you know, like jamming, he would say we were getting rude, you know. And now it's kind of turned into when people come out to see us, they're coming out to get rude. You know, what they come out. That's what they come out for.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
But, yeah, so that was, you know, that's kind of how that came about. And you know, now we have J.B. Bustillos playing with us, who's playing saxophone and harmonica. And, again,
cool.
You know, kind of mixed things up and changed sort of the whole gumbo there. You know, I swapped out ingredients. And, you know, I think now is, you know, definitely the best lineup that of the Conqueror's that has been since it started. You know, it's like
about
anything else. Everything's a musical progression. What's that?
You're talking about the Conqueror's, right? I tell people about your band, and they're like, "Well, what's a Conqueror?" So maybe you want to tell people what a Conqueror is.
A Conqueror is it's what it really is a talisman, and you know a lot of the old in Hoodoo religion, a lot of guys would carry what they call the mojo hand. It's like a red flannel, or really just a flannel bag, and you know these guys would put their, you know, their black cat bone and all their, you know, talismans and their good luck charms in there. And one of the things they would put in there was John the Conqueror root.
Right.
And over time, you know, that's kind of a little wordy. So it went from John the Conqueror root to John the Conqueror.
Right.
And eventually it just got shortened to Conqueror. And what
so
it is,
getting
is exactly
rude
a
is
root.
Something that comes out of Conqueror.
Yeah. Yes, it's a play on, you know, getting rude is a play is a play on Conqueror. So, you know, that's in a Muddy Waters, you know, that's a Muddy Waters, Willie Dixon, kind of, they've used that a lot in a lot of songs.
Right. Now,
you know, John the Conqueror.
From the album Get Rude, you have a song, Mercury Blues. And you sent me, is that like a live version you sent me?
Yeah, the version I sent you is a live version. We just did a gig back in February, the Broadberry in Richmond, with a guy named Tab Benoit out of Louisiana. And, you know, we record, because of the nature of what we do, I record all our gigs. I have a little, you know, Zoom recorder with two mics on it. I set it in a room, and I just run game tape. You know, I run stuff that, you know, maybe in the middle of a jam, you know, we could come up with an idea that maybe something we could use for another song. Or, you know, hey, let's hit that again next time we do that song. That part was pretty dope. You know, let's do that, or let's do that breakdown. So I record everything. So I happen to record this show and at the Broadberry, and the engineer recorded a board recording. He did a board recording for us. And so anyway, I got home and I listened to the board recording. I was like, wow, man, this thing, you know, it sounds pretty good.
Right.
And then I listened to my recording, the room recording. I'm like, wow, this sounds pretty dope too. Like, it came out pretty good. So I just mixed them, you know, I mixed the two together. And then, you know, what we ended up having was something that was decent. You know, I let a couple people listen to it and got really good reactions. So I think it's something that we're going to, tentatively, that we're going to release as a live.
Oh, so you got a live album coming out, and Mercury Blues is going to be on there.
Yes, we have a live record. It's coming out. It's actually pretty much ready to be out now. I'm
going
to try an interesting. It's, as of right now, it's called Rude Awakening. Rude Awakening, yeah. So, you know, I'm a big, as you know, dude, growing up, you know, Zeppelin freaks.
Sure.
So, you know, the first album would be Get Rude, and then, you know, Rude Awakening for the second one. And maybe, you know, R2D Rue or something for the third one. I don't even know.
You might get in trouble with that.
So, you know, try and tie that rudeness into everything. But as of right now, that's the tentative title. All
right, so I'm going to play Mercury Blues. Let everyone
check
it out.
Cool, man, cool.
All right, here we go. It's Mercury Blues off of Rude Awakening. was a good track.
Thank you, man. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, man, you're getting my speeding ticket. Because I tell you, you know, I listened to it on Get Rude, and I was like, I mean, I found myself about 80 miles an hour, but this live version, I think we're breaking some sound barriers with that. I mean,
yeah, it's definitely, that's what Getting Rude is about, man, right there. You know, that whole improv-y, jammy thing in the middle.
Yeah, man, we broke down that drum beat there. That was some good stuff. That was really good.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I can definitely see me getting speeding on that.
Yeah.
That was good stuff. That was good stuff. So tell everybody where they can find you on everything, man. So you got Anthony, theconquerors.com, right?
Yeah, www.conquerors.com is the band website. You can also check us out on, you know, Facebook, obviously. Twitter, @conquerors, is our Twitter handle. You know, we've got, I'm looking up the, let's see what the URL for our Facebook is. Yeah, SoundCloud. You know, I post some demos and stuff on SoundCloud from time to time. You know, so if you look me up, you know, it would be, you know, you just look up my name, Anthony Rosano, and I really just kind of put demos and stuff up there. It's a good way. You know, a lot of, like I said, you know, a lot of what we do, I equate a lot of what we do to, you know, like I was a big Bob Ross fan growing up. You know, when I was a
right.
kid, I liked watching Bob Ross. And I think a lot of people obviously enjoyed watching Bob Ross. And I think part of what they liked was the creation of art, you know, and
right.
his whole ethics of like, you know, hey, you know, there's no mistakes. This becomes a happy little tree or a bird, you know, whatever.
Right,
and
right.
that's kind of what we do when we play live. You know, I think what people enjoy is, you know, watching us or listening to us create something like right there. You know?
Right.
And part of that, right, that's getting rude. So part of it is, you know, I'll demo, like, if I write a song, I'll write a song and I'll usually demo it myself. Like I'll play drums, whatever, bass
sure.
on it. And then I'll sometimes post it on SoundCloud, just for people to get a little taste. And,
right.
and really the reason why, you know, I like to do that is because people can see the whole evolution of, you know, here's this song I started out with, just a dude in an acoustic guitar singing
right.
with a crappy microphone in his garage. And then, you know, this is what it ends up with when we play it live. This is how, you know, it twists and morphs, and this is how everything comes together. So,
right.
you know, most of the stuff on SoundCloud is for that. But, you know, all our stuff, you know, our Get Rude record, the first studio record we did, that's available on our website, conquerors.com. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Amazon.
Right.
We're on Spotify. We're on, you know, Pandora. You can start a Pandora station. That was like a huge, you know, when that happened, I was freaking out, you know.
Yeah.
That we got a Pandora station, especially, you know, when you listen to it and it's like, all right, they'll play us, and then they'll
right.
play Gary Moore, and then they'll play, you know,
something
off of Zeppelin 1 or
sure,
Government
sure.
Mule, you know, or all the kind of stuff. And it's weird for me as a songwriter when I listen to it, because remember I was driving one day and they played Van Morrison
right.
on the Conqueror's Pandora station. I love Van Morrison. I don't equate anything, you know, if you just listen to the track, I don't equate anything we do with sounding like Van Morrison at all.
Right.
But somehow it made it into the mix on our Pandora station. So it's, you know, stuff
maybe
like
love
that is cool.
Crossroads or something kind of might mix with
yeah
that.
I mean, I don't know, I don't, you know, like I said
yeah.
I mean, I, you know, I love, you know, who doesn't love Van Morrison, but,
right
you know I you know, I, he's definitely influential on me as a songwriter, so
sure.
But yeah, you know, you can check us out, you know, it's Anthony and the Conquerors on Facebook. Look us up there.
Right.
You know, all our gigs are
and
up there.
You have Rude Awakening coming out. When is that supposed to be out?
Well, Rude Awakening is, here's what's the deal with that. We have an opportunity
right.
to go into, I don't want to give too much away here, but we're going into a studio, into a bigger studio. You know, the first record, I have a small project studio type thing in my house, and we recorded the first
right.
record at there.
Right.
The next record, you know, I've been sober for, Coming October will be 2 years. Coming October, so I don't even know. I've lost count of how long I've been sober, but it's one day at a time. I just go one day at a time. But anyway, losing count of
how many days you've been drunk.
Yeah. So it's whatever. Here's the deal. That's part of my life that hopefully I feel very confident is past me and behind me. But
right.
through being sober, I had reached out to someone who's not only a musical influence on me, but has also become sort of an influence in that regard as well. And
right.
they expressed, I don't want to say who it is yet until we get everything, the T's crossed and the I's dotted and everything, but they have expressed an interest, and I'm pretty sure that it's a done deal to produce our next record, and they want to do it in Louisiana. So
right.
That being said, what I think I'd like to do is, a lot of bands now, they do a Kickstarter or a GoFundMe
right.
or that kind of thing. And there's
sure.
nothing wrong with that. And I think it's a great thing.
Yeah,
crowdfunding is sort of the way of the future. But,
they do it for movies, they do it for albums.
Yeah, they do it for everything.
Yeah,
so
what
I think we're going to offer is, coming May 1st, I'm going to put a GoFundMe out. And the GoFundMe is going to have the live record on it. So that's going to be the way you get the live record is, to get it on through our GoFundMe.
Anybody could put in
right.
the GoFundMe. Well, what's the minimum they
yeah.
can put to do that to get the record?
I'm still working on it. I think it's going to be $10 for a download, and maybe right. for $20 or $25, you'll get, a download of the live CD and then a signed copy of the new one once the new one's done.
Sure.
So, basically, you pre-order the new record,
right.
and you'll get this. You get a live one to listen to right now if you pre-order the new record.
So if you pre-order the new record that you're going to record in Louisiana.
Right. So if you get your pre-order in, you can, you'll get this to listen to. For the till that one comes out, plus the other
right.
one is obviously still available. So, but a lot of people, I think at this point, a lot of our fans have copies of that. I mean, and that's, I can't say enough about our fans either. Our fans have been great. I mean, I got
sure.
people that come out to see us that have bought multiple copies of our CD, and I'm like, what do you do? How many did I give you a
they
scratch
a good
one
good
or did one not? Right, or did one not work? And they're like, no, man, I'm buying this because, I'm sending it to my buddy over in, San Diego, or I'm buying this because, somebody heard it at work and they want it, So
that's awesome.
It's
awesome.
Very cool, man. Our fans have been instrumental in any kind of success that, we've had.
That's great.
I can't thank them enough.
Now, the other song you sent me, Love Got a Hold on Me, is that going to be for the new album?
That is on a new record. Yeah, that is going to be on a new record. So I figured, for the live stuff.
Not the live album, but the new one you're going to record.
Yeah, it'll be. So we did that. That's one of the songs that's going to be on a new studio record, but it's on the live record also because I wanted people to sort of have a taste,
Okay.
I want to have a taste of what the new, Rue.0 is what I've been saying too, this is moving forward. This is the evolution.
Yeah.
I got to say the
Mercury Blues with the sax player on there was really cool. Gave it a whole new dimension in there. It was great.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. So do you want me to play a clip of that?
Let's play Love Got a Hold on Me.
All right, so that's gonna take us out. And I wanna thank you for being on The Wrong Angle. And everyone go check out theconquerors.com. So you can see everything that's going on, and when that whole crowdfund thing hits, they'll be right up on there. You have a mailing list too?
Yeah, mailing list, everything. Yeah, please sign up for
your
mailing list.
We'll
keep you up to date with our. Yeah, it's on our website. Everywhere you can find us, you could find, our mailing list. You could find links to our CDs. You can find links to our sound. Everything. So it's all sort of interconnected now. So.
All right. That's great. All right, so let's take a listen to Love Got a Hold on Me. Is anything you got to set up on it?
No, man. I just appreciate you having me on, man. Hopefully I can get up to New York and see you soon.
Definitely. All right, so here's Anthony Rizzano and the Conqueror's. Love got a hold on me. Thank you, everybody, for listening to The Wrong Angle. Have a great night and dig the song.
We're going to play something new for you right here. This one's called Love Got a Hold on Me.
The Wrong Angle!